and welcome to UX Shortcast. Every day, I handpick the hottest articles from the last 24 hours to bring you the coolest and most exciting updates. Get ready for a quick yet catchy snapshot of what's new and buzzing in user experience. Ready to get inspired? Let's jump in. Today on May 12th, I have the pleasure of inviting you to another episode of UX Shortcast. The article, Demystifying Emerging Technologies, explores how the stories we see in movies and media shape our acceptance of new technologies like AI, cryptocurrencies, and autonomous cars. It talks about how these technologies don't just pop up. They're influenced by culture, investment, and how ready the technology is. At UC Berkeley, students learn to think critically about these technologies, focusing on long-term impacts rather than just immediate benefits. They're encouraged to design with sustainability in mind, considering how new tech can genuinely improve lives without causing new problems. The article highlights student projects that range from practical tools in the kitchen to innovative uses of biology for safety and sustainability. The article, Omni Experience Shopping: The Future of Retail, discusses how the retail industry is changing because of digital technology and new customer expectations. Basically, shopping is not just about buying stuff anymore. It's about a complete experience that combines both online and in-store shopping. Retailers are working to make this process seamless, meaning you can switch between shopping online from your phone or computer to walking into a store and having the same consistent experience. This new strategy uses technology to integrate all aspects of shopping, including checking out inventory, ordering, and delivering products. It makes everything faster and more efficient, using things like robotics and AI to handle tasks. For customers, this means more personalized service, like getting product recommendations and having easier ways to navigate both physical stores and online platforms. Lastly, the article highlights the importance of understanding customer behavior and preferences to improve service and make shopping smoother, from browsing to buying and delivery. This approach is all about making shopping as convenient and enjoyable as possible for everyone. The article, Designing for Privacy in Digital Spaces, delves into how younger people, specifically Generation Z, feel about their personal data being used by tech companies to tailor content specifically for them. There's a real struggle here because, on one hand, they like the personalized experience, but on the other, they're worried about how securely their information is being handled. They want more clarity on how their data is used and a bigger say in what happens with it. Essentially, they're looking for a balance where they can enjoy customization without sacrificing their privacy. The article, Design Taste versus Technical Skills in the Era of AI, explores how artificial intelligence, AI, is changing the game in design by allowing anyone to create designs without needing traditional skills. However, this doesn't mean all designs are good. True design quality still depends on having a good taste, which involves making thoughtful choices that align with a strategic vision and understanding the audience. While AI can handle the technical part, it can't replace the human ability to discern what makes a design appealing and effective. Taste remains a key differentiator in producing work that stands out and meets goals effectively, even in an AI-driven world. The article, Typography Terms Glossary, serves as a handy guide to understanding the basics of typography, which is crucial for creating legible and visually appealing digital content. It breaks down key terms like ascender, which is the part of a lowercase letter that goes above the main body, and descender, the part that drops below. It explains different font styles, such as bold and italic, and how they help attract attention or emphasize important text. The glossary also covers how proper alignment and spacing can enhance readability and overall design. Understanding these concepts is essential for anyone looking to refine their visual communication skills, ensuring messages are not only seen but also easy to read and professional in appearance. Thank you for listening, and I invite you to another dose of knowledge tomorrow.